Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back. Hour two of the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. John Nichols will be joining soon, but not right now. Had a little last-minute snafu, so he's joining us at the bottom of the hour, 4:30 Central Time. Sorry about that. John apologizes in advance, but he will be joining us on the big show, I assure you. So, you know, stick around for that. Couple of updates nationally, and I don't know if I see this as a big headline, but I think you'll be interested, folks. Ivanka Trump's about to put a stake in her daddy's heart. And what do I mean by that? She is in talks to testify before the January 6th committee, despite her father's, they call him gripes here. Papa, don't preach. Let me read just a little bit. I found this at the Raw story. Ivanka Trump, the daughter and former White House advisor to Donald Trump, is considering appearing before the House Select Committee investigating the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol to discuss what led up to the attack. Yeah, her old man, that's who. Well, anyways. The New York Times reported Wednesday that Ms. Trump or her lawyers are in preliminary conversations with the committee. She is requested to was requested to cooperate, so they were asking nicely last month, but she hasn't been subpoenaed yet. Ms. Trump was one of several aides who tried and failed to persuade Mr. Trump that the day to call off the violence that ultimately injured more than 150 police officers and sent lawmakers and Vice President Mike Pence fleeing for their lives. Yeah, she was there. She knows how it occurred. And my understanding, reportedly, at the time, she called Mike Pence a good man. The Times notes that Donald Trump has complained that the committee wants to hear testimony from his children. Very, very unfair, he told the Washington Examiner. They're using whatever powers they have. They couldn't care less. They are vicious people. In Chief of Staff Mark Meadows' recent book, the former Republican congressman revealed that he raced to Ivanka's West Wing office twice, begging her to help him convince the president to stop his supporters from attacking the Capitol and law enforcement. Ivanka Trump is in discussions with the committee to voluntarily appear for an interview, a spokeswoman for Trump told the Times.
So Trump has a problem with going after the kids, but has no problem going after Hunter Biden.
Going after his kids.
I should stop making sense of all this. I'm sorry for even bringing that up.
Well, let's make a little more sense of this. Let's read between the lines just for a minute. Ivanka Trump's a relatively young woman, right? Her old man, he had his run. He was the president, twice impeached, and then he lost election. But she's still thinking she's got a future. I mean, Donald Trump, the future less bright than perhaps it once was. But Ivanka's still got to live out there in, you know, society, if you will.
I leave the politics to other people.
So anyways, let me bring this little piece to conclusion. Ms. Trump was also has also faced subpoenas from Washington, D.C., the case investigating the Trump Presidential Inauguration Committee. Now, I don't think the House Select Committee on January 6th is going to be asking, you know, what about the misappropriated funds back with the Presidential Inauguration Committee, where the Trump kids allegedly used it like a slush fund. So she will be compelled to testify in that case. She is under subpoena. She also lost her attempt to quash a subpoena for the New York Attorney General's case investigating fraud at the Trump Organization.
Now, again, that's Letitia James. That is the civil suit. So she's being compelled to testify there as well. Now, that could be a bigger problem for her. If you believe the prior reporting, she was out there just like the old man, misrepresenting fraudulently, significant fraudulently, misrepresenting the sell-through numbers of a Trump project in Soho. And why is that pertinent? You know, so what? They're lying about how many units they have sold. They're lying to their banks. They're lying to the investors. And they're lying to the people that might be prospective buyers. All of these people have certain rights under law not to be defrauded, which Ivanka Trump allegedly may have done. So anyways, she's got a couple of future pending lawsuits. Let's just say that she will be compelled to testify in the January 6th. She might just do that one voluntarily. You know, you can only fight on so many legal fronts at the same time. You know, the legal fees, they mount.
I don't profess to be a political savant.
No, thankfully, she does not profess to be a political savant. And, you know, has anyone ever called her that? I don't think so.
I'm not going to say that, but other people have said a couple things about her.
I said that if Ivanka weren't my daughter, perhaps I'd be dating her. You know?
More news from the Trump children, the sphere of the Trump children. I think someone just honked. Donald Trump, well, they did honk. Whether or not they intended it as a positive notion or a negative notion, it's hard to tell. But Don Jr., Fredo, got served today with a lawsuit. The charge, witness intimidation of Alexander Vindman. Let's not forget, Vindman was a witness in the first impeachment trial. And they threatened the dude. They fired his brother. They did lots of stuff. And specifically, Don Jr., Fredo's being sued. Donald Trump Jr. has been officially served. You've been served with court papers in the lawsuit brought by former Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman for witness intimidation and retaliation. Vindman announced earlier this month that he's also suing Rudy Giuliani, and former White House Deputy Chief of Staff Dan Scavino, and former Trump White House official Julia Hahn. Vindman has accused the defendants of an intentional, concerted campaign of unlawful intimidation and retaliation in connection to his role in the first impeachment of then-President Trump. This campaign of intimidation and retaliation has had severe and deeply personal ramifications for Lieutenant Colonel Vindman. It has also left a stain on our democracy. Trump leaves a stain wherever he goes. It's the bronzer. Court documents indicated that Don Jr. has been served with the lawsuit as of Tuesday. Vindman is asking the court to award him financial damages. Yeah, that's how you get justice in this day and age. Financial damages. There is some, what I perceive to be, some bad news out of the investigation of Donald Trump in New York. And two prosecutors from the Manhattan DA's office resigned today. And the craziest thing, Fancy Brian, the one lawyer, the former federal prosecutor, he wasn't even getting paid. It was like that time where Kramer would show up for work and they fired him. He said, I don't even work here. And the guy said, yeah, that's the worst part.
That's what makes it so difficult.
Two prosecutors working on Manhattan DA's Trump Organization probe resigned. This according to the reporting I found at CNN. Two top prosecutors working at the Manhattan DA's criminal investigation into the Trump Organization resigned Wednesday. That's today. Leaving the years-old probe without two key players as it appears to have entered a crucial phase. Kerry Dunn and Mark Pomerantz submitted their resignations to the DA's office. Danielle Filson, a spokesperson for the office, told CNN in a statement, adding, we're grateful for their service. Filson said, the investigation is ongoing. We can't comment further. Now, the New York Times first reported the prosecutors' resignations. CNN did reach out for independent verification. The resignations come as new Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg has indicated to them that he doubts, or pardon me, he had doubts about moving forward with the case against former President Trump. Did you get that? The new DA, this was the Cyrus Vance district, and Vance has been replaced by a new Democratic DA named Alvin Bragg. And the new guy, the new boss, he's got a little different attitude than apparently the old boss. And the old boss wasn't exactly quick to go and prosecute Trump. The old boss was possibly sitting on evidence for years. But anyways, Bragg's concerns ultimately led to a pause in the probe's use of the state grand jury, according to the Times, which said Dunn and Pomerantz have not questioned any witnesses in front of the grand jury for more than a month. The newspaper said the investigators late last month postponed a plan to question at least one witness before the grand jury. The precise reasons for Mr. Bragg's pullback are unknown, the Times said, noting he has made few public statements about the status of the inquiry since taking office. CNN reported in December that the investigation appears to be coming to a head, with prosecutors focusing on the accuracy of the Trump Organization's financial statements when seeking financing, according to people familiar with the matter. Following his election last year, Bragg pledged to personally focus on the probe, saying in an interview, "It's obviously a consequential case, one that merits the attention of the DA personally, but he's not giving it any attention. It is not moving forward." And two of the investigators have left the case, resigned. Pomerantz, my understanding, was the former federal prosecutor. He was doing this work pro bono. Saw this as something of a life's mission to get to the bottom. You know, this is a big deal. Anyone to prosecute a former president, that is a big stepping off point. And I get the guy's a Democrat, and I haven't seen the evidence. Maybe there's not enough there. You don't want to take a shot at the king and miss. You don't want to leave him living. But at the end of the day, don't go running on the premise that I'm going to personally get involved in the prosecution and the case against Donald J. Trump and then not do so and let your grand jury languish and your top prosecutors quit the case. So that is not good news. But Trump's still got plenty of legal jeopardy. Come back, more Devils.
What's the favorite thing you have in common with your father?
Either real estate or golf.
Donald, with your daughter?
Well, I was going to say sex, but I can't relate that.
I leave the politics to other people.